Hey guys, it's Jamise, and I'm back with another episode of the Letting Go of Perfectionism podcast. For those who are just now, how to podcast yourself, or YouTubers, for those who are tuning in for the first time, welcome. For those who have been here before, welcome back. LOL. Okay, so for this episode, I'm here to talk to us. God put this on my spirit this morning. I'm here to talk to us about orphan spirits, but I'm definitely going to keep it in the context of career because that is the theme that we're on. But I appreciate the flexibility to be able to step outside of career, especially when the example or the metaphor or the analogy applies. So, what is orphan spirit? I didn't look it up, or I probably looked it up a while ago, but I'm going to share what it is from my own experience personally and my own observation. And it relates a lot to perfectionism, but an orphan spirit is rooted in a spirit of fear. It is rooted in a spirit of fearing rejection, fearing failure, fearing abandonment. And the orphan spirit often comes onto someone after experiencing abandonment, particularly in childhood, particularly from parents. But if there are other forms of abandonment that have happened, that can impact someone as well. And the spirit is one that I'm very familiar with. I can sense, I can smell it, I can see it from miles away. But it is made up of things like emotional suppression, thought suppression. It is rooted in a scarcity mindset, one in which one believes that if it's not here, it won't be here. If it's not here, it can't come. If they don't have it, they are not worthy of it, cannot attain it. It is not possible. And when you are rooted in a spirit of fear and scarcity, this goes on and this drives your behaviors and your actions. So there's a visual that I drew building upon what I shared. That Dorianne taught about beliefs and actions. She says to flip on the head this idea that to feel good.